The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go, go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
All right, there you go. It's a Soundgarden right there. Outshine. Brady, I have to bring this up. We'll do the entertainment drill in a little bit, but I have to bring this up because I'm getting a lot of people. Like 9-10 people who have emailed me and said, how come you're not talking about, and it just started to trickle in a couple of days ago, and then you asked, how come you're not talking about the Hunter Biden thing? And Scott's been on me, and I got a bunch of people started to kind of, you afraid? I've looked into it. Hunter Biden evidently has a couple of texts where he used the N-word with his lawyer. And I started to look at it like, okay, and maybe there's more that's out there. This is what I've found. And it's texts between two friends. And, the glass houses thing comes into play a little bit. I'm not a fan of the Biden administration. I'm not a fan of the Trump administration. I was in the middle of it. I found a lot of good things that I'll tell you, I like Trump better because I don't want to get my ass taxed to death. And that's what it looks like is going to start to happen. So, yes, that's where I stand. A middle. I don't care how you are socially, fiscally, I'm a little more conservative. That's where I live, somewhere in the middle. I can't stand either party. So I'm listening to these people, and it's like you want to be mad at Hunter Biden for saying the N-word. But let's spin it a little and say I'm glad they're not going. What do we cancel Hunter Biden from? What does he get canceled from?
Isn't he pretty much canceled? Although, I guess maybe he's getting some
revenue
from the book that he wrote.
You dump him off his ceremonial job.
Yeah.
He's still, fine.
He's not going to get his $52,000 a month from the,
and what he said
whatever, as a consultant anymore,
right. But what he got hammered for was saying, you're not going to charge me Hennessy rates, are you, N-word, or something like that?
Yeah.
And he's texting. It's a private text between him and his lawyer that's gone public. I, for one, am all for not crucifying people for texts between each other.
Was that a text or was it email off the so who leaks that text?
It was on his laptop.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so whoever gets his laptop and all that stuff. Yeah, so it all goes to them. Yeah. So, I don't ever want anybody to have access to my private conversations with you.
But look
through
how
text.
But this is what's happening now. Private conversations are now canceling people.
Oh, absolutely. But that's what I'm. I'm like. Okay, good. Let's make it so this is one wherever it starts. It's going to start with somebody. One side's going to hate whoever it starts with. Whoever gets the free pass. And if you're not outraged by it, you don't care and all that. I don't care. I say some of the most horrific garbage in text, and if it ever came out of context, like this is what he does, I'm going to get killed. But I don't want people to go through people's texts or laptops and comb through. Now, if he's painting himself as a person who would never do that and everything else, now you got a little hypocrisy thing built up. I don't care. But I'm looking at it, I'm like, why isn't the media talking about this? You guys are afraid. And here, let me tell you this. As a member of the media, my quotey fingers are up. I've never once had a meeting about what we can and can bring up. I've never once had a meeting about saying, no, that's a Democratic leaning this and you don't bring these things. It's nothing about that. I choose not to because I don't want to really get into the argument with people who are really furious about this kind of stuff. So from my perspective, I've never once had pressure. What the pressure comes from is the listeners, is you guys, the side that starts getting really mad and fired up and they start getting it annoys me and it makes me not want to do the show. So I try to avoid topics like that. I think if it's funny. Like if he does something and slips up publicly and it's funny, I'd go after him all day. But this is like text between two people. I don't know the context of the conversation. I've said worse things. I don't want words to cancel people. I don't want people to say things and then get canceled just because somebody else did that you didn't like. If it was somebody you liked, you'd be like, oh, it was a private conversation, but it's somebody you don't like, so I'm going to bash them. I hate the politics. I've been trying as hard as I can for the last like year and a half to stay away from it as much as possible, still joke about it and still acknowledge things that are going on, but leave me alone about being afraid of this. That's not the case.
I look at those things and I try to understand where the other person might be coming from on either side, because I understand the angst and the anger of, well, if this stuff came out before the election, you know, they're still holding on to that. Okay,
right.
I get that.
If Don Jr. did it,
you have to eventually
roll
on from it.
But what I want is to stop canceling. I just got an email from Thunderhorse, and he says, keep it short to nil. Don't let people make you think or feel you have to talk about this dumb nonsense. Speaking for all black people, we don't care about private conversations. And I don't either. I know there's a bias. I see it. I understand that. Live with it. Don't live your life worrying about Hunter Biden. And again, what are you going to cancel that guy from? And what are you going to cancel Don Jr. from? He's fine.
Yeah.
You could cancel him from his political future. He doesn't have one, and neither does. I mean, he might have more than Hunter
Unless
Biden
they
has,
jump back into the ring, which Dad sounds like he wants
will,
to.
And they'll go after him then. And that's the thing. If your team's not good enough to fight it and the other team is, you're losing. That's how I look at it. If they can make this go away for Hunter Biden, then they're winning. And you have to do something better on the other end. Now, keep in mind, everybody keeps saying that the liberal media, this liberal, the ratings are all Fox News. They combined all
are
the
crushing it.
And MSNBC, CNN, all combined can't beat them. So they're crushing it. And what they're doing is creating a monster by telling you how awful the other stations are. That's all they do. It would be like us talking about KSLX does this, KDKB does this, KEZ does that. And everybody's like, yeah, they're really going after them. They make you feel like you're on some underdog team. They're the winners. So they're killing it in the ratings. And you guys all watch, and then you worry about Hunter Biden. Look, if he said it, he said, I don't want people getting canceled for words anymore. So I don't care if it's liberal. I don't care if it's conservative. I don't want people's private conversations to ruin their lives. I have so many, and it's personal. I have so many horrible private conversations in this stupid phone. And I mean horrible.
Yeah.
I am a brand liability. Terrible stuff. The jokes I tell are dark and disturbing. And by the way, with a diverse group. It's not just my white friends hiding in a corner. It's all my friends. Mexican. I don't have a lot of those. Black. A few of those. But yeah, all of them. My Jose Meza is the worst one I've got. He's hilarious. I got a bunch of people, different brown colors, whatever. Doesn't matter. And I don't want them canceled, and I don't want to get canceled. So I'd love it if private conversations were a grain of salt, like, two dudes being complete dudes. Yeah, he shouldn't have said it, but let's not crucify everybody who does that, because we're all guilty.
And what's that's the tough thing, because even if you feel like sometimes you have that conversation, you just don't know. Sometimes every now and then you throw a text to somebody that's trying to be funny.
Yeah.
You're trying to be funny or something like that, but that comes out and it turns around and they put that, look what he sent me.
It's the flip. Drives me nuts. It flips either way. One guy's doing it. I don't like him, so he's got to go. But if my guy did it, I'll defend him all day. It's a private conversation. This guy nails it. He said, who gives a flying F if that crackhead used the N-word? We all say horrifying crap for humor. Personally, I'm more concerned that he has legitimate allegations against him. There you go.
Yeah.
If he's got something to really get him, don't waste your time in the minutiae of his bad words.
And I understand there are people that don't use it as humor.
No. And we'll get them. That comes out in the wash. And maybe in the end it'll be like, Jesus, this guy's a racist too. But you're not stopping that. So leave me alone about like, you're afraid. Dude. People are telling you. Nope, they're not. I'm choosing not to talk about it because, A, I don't think there's much to it right now. And he's got, like Joshua just said, he's got a lot of legitimate stuff you can get him on. And if you can't get him, that's because your team's not doing their job right. Yeah. Period. Go get him. If he's a bad guy, go find out he's a bad guy. But if your worst case is that he jokingly used the N-word in a text, oh well. Because I'm not going to get up in arms about anybody using dirty language privately. Now, if you're out there calling people names and doing that kind of stuff, or you're on a crusade to say that and make sure that it's known that it's because you're race, fine. But if it's joking, words are jokes. Funny is first to me. And I don't know if those two were being funny or joking. Or the one guy said, I snorted out my coffee when you said that. So why is should we cancel the lawyer? He laughed at a joke. He didn't. The thing with Bob Brenly, they got after Berthume. Why didn't you stop immediately and tell him that was inappropriate? Oh, because I'm his friend. And friends don't do that to each other. If Brady says something dumb or inappropriate, or I do, the last thing I want him to do is say, that was wrong, and I don't want to be part of this. Because what you're doing is now throwing me under the bus 100% where I can't get out from under it. It's just, we got to get, what happened? Start laughing again, you tards.
So tight.
Yeah. Everybody loosen your ass up a little. I don't like Hunter Biden. I don't care, but stop bothering me like I got. Oh,
and I've laughed memos. At the episodes. I mean, that's the way we deal with it sometimes. Of chronicling the, the Hunter Biden story is fascinating.
Totally. In a way, and just, I don't know much about it, but I do know. Oh, he said the N-word. We got to get him because they got everybody else like settle down. Stop it. You all sat and laughed.
Everyone's
your
hooked up. Well, I mean, hooked up with a stripper, you know, for a time and
right.
Hey, had a kid. Right.
Look, if I did. So be it.
Fascinating
not
story.
Against the law.
No.
It just means you're kind of a butthole. That's not against the law. Yeah, but he did coke. It's against the law. And he'll pay for it if he gets caught doing it. And a lot of people have done coke and not gotten caught. So did we retroactively get them for the time they did it? No. But just
and
to clear it up.
Got her money.
Brady, have you ever had a meeting that said, okay, here's the things that the liberal left-leaning media need you to say, and here's the things you can't talk about? Have we ever sat down and had anything like that?
We have, no, not with our company, but we've had discussions from people handling the PR agents saying, don't go here, don't ask this to this celebrity.
Oh, with celebrities, sure.
Like, we're not going to do the interview.
That's fair enough.
Right.
And that's fine.
They're sometimes like, we pass on the interview, or sometimes.
Yeah, they don't want to talk about this, they don't want to talk about that, but that's not saying, hey, here's the agenda of the entire media you guys are part of. That's just not a thing. It really, truly is just not a thing. You pick and choose what you want to watch, and you pick and choose what you're going to listen to. But Hunter Biden said the N-word. Feign outrage. You don't care. Deep down, you don't care. You're just wanting to be right and angry. Stop it. Have some fun. Read it again. Maybe it'll make you laugh. And then think about it. If it was Brady that said that, or you found Brady's text, and it was the exact same thing with a lawyer, you'd be like, Jesus, Brady, jerk, and you'd laugh. Because it really doesn't offend you. What offends you is, my team would have lost this fight. I hate politics. I'm so sick of it. But I had to do it. I don't like people telling me we're afraid of stuff. It's an insecurity of mine.
I'm still afraid.
Are you? Brand liability. Okay. We'll be right back after this. We got the entertainment drill coming up in moments. It's 98.
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.